Welcome back, everyone, to another invigorating episode of Nest in Style, where we bring you home and garden tips for seasonal living. I'm Jamie Jenkins with AhaModernLiving.com.
And I'm Teresa O'Connor from SeasonalWisdom.com.
Welcome back, Teresa.
Good to be here, Jamie.
I tell you, I kind of missed you there for a while, and people were wondering where you went, but you just came back not too long ago from a wonderful trip, I heard, from Bologna, Italy. How fantastic is that?
It was wonderful. It was a whirlwind trip. I mean, I was there for just a week, but I'm here to tell you that Italy is just as beautiful as you remember it, and Bologna is really this hidden gem of a city that has wonderful food and a tremendous history.
Yeah, you were saying that Bologna is actually the food capital of Italy. Is that right?
Well, many people call it the foodie capital of Italy because of all of their regional capital of Emilia-Romagna, the region of Italy, and many of those small towns nearby, Modena and Parma, are known for their food products. So Bologna is a wonderful place to go if you're looking for the best of those Italian food products. The stores are just beautiful. Even the window displays are like a work of art, really.
I can only imagine. Well, we are glad that you had a fantastic trip, and I'm actually glad to have you back. But I'd just like to say thanks to Robin Haglund for being our guest host while you were gone. She filled in pretty nicely and hooked us up with some really fabulous giveaways from Fiskars. So just want to say thanks to everyone who posted a review on iTunes. We're really happy to see that and hear your comments of what you enjoy. And congratulations to the winners. We have just so much fun doing all these contests. We've decided to do another one. Have we not, Teresa?
We have. And wait till you hear the prize this time, you guys.
Yeah, you guys are going to
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. We have, coming up on the show today, we will play an interview that Teresa and I did with Rosalind Creasy, who is the author of the new book, the second edition of Edible Landscaping. And then we will also be giving a free copy of her book. So more details after the interview and after we make a couple comments. So stay tuned for that.
Well, you know, Jamie, before there were locavores and all this focus on eating locally and growing vegetables everywhere in your garden, whether it's in your front yard or your side yard or your backyard, I mean, long before all of this, back in the early 1980s, there was a woman who thought it was just nuts that we weren't growing any edibles in our backyards or in our gardens at all. And that woman was Rosalind Creasy, who wrote a book called The Complete Book of Edible Landscaping back in 1982 by the Sierra Club Books. And that book became like a Bible. And I know I speak for a lot of people when I say that that book has been an inspiration for my own garden as well. What about you, Jamie?
Yes. Rosalind Creasy is a huge inspiration and in my interest in growing edibles into my existing ornamental landscape. Just a quick side story that is kind of embarrassing, but I'm going to just tell everybody anyway. I met Rosalind Creasy for the first time in San Francisco a few years ago, and I was just getting into gardening, you know, on more the professional side myself. I had been gardening for a while, right? I started out with the ornamentals. Anyway, I'm sitting here talking to this woman, and I can't remember exactly how the conversation went, but I said something to the effect that, oh, you know, edible landscaping is just now becoming really popular. And she looked at me, and she said, girl, edible landscaping has been around for a really long time. And, you know, and I didn't really get who she was at that moment. So for those people who are listening to this and have read all the media hype about edible landscaping and growing your food and how it's a hot, trendy topic now. Like Teresa said, it's been around for a while, and Rosalind Creasy is the woman who coined the term edible landscaping 30 years ago.
Yeah, nearly 30 years ago. That's a funny story. I mean, I think it's interesting because, of course, we had edible landscaping in the Middle Ages. We just didn't call it that. That was just life, you know. People ate from their gardens. But this idea that, you know, the vegetable garden has to be ugly or hidden away, it's amazing that Rosalind has changed our whole perception of that over the decades. And what's really exciting is that she has a new book that's come out. So her new book, which is actually a revised edition of her original book, is coming along at the perfect time now that the country has caught up with her.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you how, I mean, I will tell you how amazing this book is. It's 432 pages and over 300 of her own pictures of edible landscapings, not only her own garden, but from gardens across America. And just like Teresa was saying, gardens don't have to be this ratty vegetable garden. You know, they can be really, really beautiful landscapes. And her book just illustrates that perfectly, wouldn't you say?
It does. And she gives plans on how you can make some of these things in your own garden. And she points out the little details, like the blue chair and the focal point in the background that matches your blue trellis or your blueberries or whatever. I mean, she gives you these tips that really make it feel like you're almost talking to her.
How funny. Okay, that's really funny because you and I have written our actual own book reviews, and we'll have links to those on our blogs. But I actually made that point. It is so true. It's not a book that is just, you know, this institutional, you know, research style book. It's actually, she's giving you her over 30 years of gardening experience, you know.
And which is going to be really interesting, you guys, because Jamie and I have not read each other's book reviews. So we may have, because we think so much alike, we may have duplicate book reviews. You'll have to go and see for yourself.
Absolutely. How,
but we both loved her book. And maybe we should give everybody a chance to hear what Rosalind has to say for herself. What do you think?
I think so. Let's do it right now. So Teresa and I are sitting here with Rosalind Creasy, who you guys may know as the woman who has coined the term edible landscaping. So Roz, you've been a landscape designer since the 1970s, and your first edition of Edible Landscaping came out in 1982.
Correct.
Yes, and now you have a really special revised edition coming out, which we are very excited about. Mm-hmm. So thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
It's nice to be with a star.
Glimmer, glimmer.
you know how easy it is as a gardener to get completely overwhelmed in the garden, especially when you're just beginning. And we wondered if you had any tips for people about not getting overwhelmed and actually enjoying themselves outside.
Sure. Start small. Start with about 10 of the easiest plants to grow. I would start with culinary herbs, and I call them plants with training wheels. And so in most parts of the country, oregano, thyme, chives, what else? I'm drawing a sage, tarragon. They're all Mediterranean herbs.
Rosemary,
yep. And give them good drainage and, but most important, great soil. So if you don't have great soil, almost everything's going to fail because there are very few plants, except maybe a juniper or so, that can deal with bad soil. So good soil and start really, really easily and with just a few plants instead of going through the catalog and picking everything that you love from the looks of it. So
that's great advice, and it sounds delicious too.
So Rosalind, talking about edible flowers makes me think of entertaining. And so let's say you're going to have a group of people over and you're going to be entertaining in your fabulous garden. You've got 5 hours do a little quick fix-up. What would you focus on to razzle and dazzle your upcoming guests?
Well, I have my garden, so that's cheating.
So hire a gardener.
Yes, from my garden, I can just about razzle-dazzle anybody I want. And so, for instance, I could make white tomato sauce, put it over spinach noodles, and serve this great marinara sauce, and everybody is completely buzzing about what is this wonderful thing, but we don't know what it is. And I would say, but you do know what it is. You know it very, very well. And they go, what is it? And by that time, you've got them in the palm of your hand, and then you say it's tomatoes. And they go, oh, white tomatoes.
Like
yeah, white tomatoes, all right?
So Roz would get the gardening staff to harvest, and then she'd go in and make a culinary masterpiece and win people over with her heirlooms, right?
No, I would have grown the tomatoes, picked them, and I would have done it. Yeah, I'd do it myself.
Wonderful.
Anyway, so yes, and then I'd probably garnish it with some variegated basil because they wouldn't know what that was either. It's just showbiz to do something that people either they've never seen before, or you give them something that's absolutely the best quality of they could possibly get, and it could be very simple. Like my Black Mission figs will be ripe when I get home, and I would wrap them with a little prosciutto and put it on the grill, and they would just be in the palm of my hand.
She had me buy prosciutto. And you know, Roz, so many beginners and even people who have gardened for a long time are concerned about the economy, and they're wondering if they have enough money to garden. And we wondered if you had any tips on how you could save money in the garden.
Absolutely. Is this a setup?
No, this is not a setup.
Because I wrote an article for Mother Earth News a few months ago. I guess it's in their November issue. And it's how to produce $700 worth of food in 100 square feet. And all the figures are there. You can also go to my website, rosalindcreasy.com, and I have you can download an Excel sheet that shows you how to keep track. So you put in how much you spent for the tomato seedling or the zucchini seeds. And if you spent $2.39 for zucchini seeds and you get 127 zucchini, that is absolutely making money off of the garden. And you can get to trade it with your neighbors, and maybe they have some fresh apples or something like that. So, you know, because you always have too much zucchini. But no, there's a very easy way. And go to my website, and it tells you very easily how to make the most of 100 square feet. And that's a good place for someone to start, too, to get back to the last question.
Great. Did you want to ask the last question, Jimmy?
Yeah, we were going to ask you know, what's hot for 2011, but mm-hmm. what's hot now is your new book, okay, which, again, is the revised edition, and I just saw it. It's a beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful, and you took most of the pictures yourself. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I had to, because if I didn't have photos of edible plants in a beautiful setting and actual beautiful edibles, no one believed me, because all the edible plant photos that are out in the America media are all in farmers' fields or ratty vegetable gardens. So the American public has no idea of how gorgeous it can be. And so that I had to learn photography to do that. And when I was cooking with blue potatoes, for instance, if I didn't have photos of them, no other photographer in the United States would have photos of a blue potato, much less I made it into lavender vichyssoise, and there weren't any photos of that either. So I couldn't do what I do if I didn't have the photos, too. So.
And I think that's a very good point, because we talk a lot about this combination of edibles and ornamentals, mm-hmm. and this is something that you've been doing since the early 80s, mm-hmm. or probably even before.
Well,
so,
before that, yeah.
So this was not a new trend for you, this...
No. No, but it was what gave me the energy to do it was in 1975. I went to Israel, and they took us out to a kibbutz. And they said on the way that they had, that this desert scene they showed us had been overgrazed by goats, and the hills had been overlogged. And so what happened is they ran up with no soil. We got out to the kibbutz, and it said took 5 to 10 years and up to $20,000 to make 1 acre of soil to grow food for the city. And I knew when I came home, I was taking horticulture classes and I was very conversant in environmental issues. I knew that we were burying 20 to 30 acres of alluvial soil that was 90 foot thick
wow.
every day in the Silicon Valley. So I put two and two together. Took my horticulture classes and my landscape design classes, put together with the environmental, and said the highest and best use for our soil is not lawn grass, azaleas, and all that, but it's edible plants. And I knew they were beautiful, and we could put them in the landscape. So.
And she showed it.
Yeah.
And she actually got us thinking about it. So on behalf of Jamie and I and Nest and Stell, we're just delighted to have you on our program. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you. It's been great fun.
Well, I gotta say, I wouldn't mind going to a dinner at Roz's house and having her cook from her garden, would you? I think that would be just swell.
I know, the white tomato sauce, hello.
I know, exactly. I mean, just looking at the pictures in the book makes me realize that you could just wander around her garden and just kind of reach your hands out and pick the berries and edible flowers as you pass.
Yeah, I can just imagine myself walking through her garden and then having it be time for dinner and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm full because I've like helped myself to all your beautiful edibles.
Do you think that Adam and Eve would feel comfortable in her garden? I mean, it's kind of a little bit like paradise.
You know? I think they would feel right at home. Absolutely.
So in order to create this home for yourself, we are actually making it possible for people to get a copy of this book, which just came out like just a few days ago, right?
November 1st. Yeah. It's been so tough keeping my mouth shut and having my hands on this book and not being able to just share it out with the world. But we're doing it now. And like Teresa said, I've said that like a million times. Like Teresa said. Anyway,
I'm listening.
We are having another fabulous giveaway. And I'm telling you this, I'm really excited about this giveaway. Because if you're a beginning gardener, or you're an experienced gardener, you will definitely have loads of information that you can walk away from. Because Rosalind Creasy sees gardening and edible landscaping, I think, in a different way than maybe a lot of people do. So much value to be gained from this book. And the retail value, okay, $39.95, okay?
And that's a paperback, too.
It's a paperback, yeah.
Yeah, it's thick, though.
I want to say you should hold this book with two hands. It is not, you know, a tiny little pocketbook. It is a Bible.
I will tell you, Jamie, I always know where it is. Ever since I've gotten the book to review, I have like constantly found myself going back to it over and over again. And I think for me, not only the design section, but the index part of all the edible plants, that is a book in itself, people.
I was going to say, that's
It's not only just about how to grow the vegetables, but what varieties there are and some of her favorite varieties, as well as culinary ideas on how to use those ingredients, you know, some good cooking ideas with them too. So I think that that in itself is great. And then to be able to look at all the colorful photos, like Jamie said, I mean, obviously, folks, this is one book you want to win. So how do they do it, Jamie?
Well, I'm not going to give away any secrets on the podcast, but what I will tell you to do is go to the podcast page and see how to enter to win. Okay. And you can find that www.aha, that's spelled A-H-A, Modern Living, it's www.ahahomeandgarden.com. So check us out there. We'll have the details on how to win this fabulous book. There's going to be more than one way to enter, okay, so no worries there. I wish you guys lots of luck because, again, like Teresa said, no, I'm just kidding, this is the book you want to win.
So where do they go again?
Again, www.ahahomeandgarden.com. And it'll be right there on the homepage.
Great.
And great is right. Let's say you don't win, okay? Maybe you're one of the unlucky people, persons, or whatever, that doesn't get to win this book, and maybe you want to buy it for yourself. Put it on your Christmas wish list. That's even better. Go and visit our personal book reviews of edible landscaping and see if it's something you might want to purchase. I'll just tell you right now that you should.
And also, we'll have a link where you can go and purchase a book from Sierra Club Books directly, too.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, thanks for stopping by, everybody. We appreciate you listening. And even though it's starting to get kind of gray and wintry outside, now is definitely the time you want to be thinking about your garden. So go grow something, even if it's in the house.